Hello everybody, Andy here again. Well, it's a long time since I've done one of these, an audiobook. Lots of reasons for that. If anyone's seen my YouTube videos or read anything that I've been putting up, which isn't very much to be honest, I've been involved with other things recently. And in some, those things have now finished, and now it's time, I suppose, to settle back into what could be classed as normality, I suppose, having been involved with the Hastings Rock radio station, being on air for 28 days, not me personally, although I did spend 56 hours of that 28 days on air, as you can work that out, an average of 2 hours per day, which was a lot. I thoroughly enjoyed every moment of it and would quite happily have done more, but it takes up a lot of your time, the preceding part to the broadcast as well, all the preparation as well. And also, it carries on, it's still going on now, there are still things to sort out. But it takes over your life in lots of ways. One of the reasons being, because it's for 28 days, you tend to try and pack in as much as you possibly could if you're not actually having anything to do with being on air or of sorting anything out, you're listening to the output from the station. But one of the things that I always miss when Hastings rocks on is the ability for me to actually read, because as I said, I give myself over pretty much completely to Hastings Rock, and I don't tend to read magazines, I don't tend to read books. Yes, I might dip into newspapers and things like that, but not in the same way, and also TV to an extent as well, although I'm not a huge TV watcher. I do have a pile of programmes recorded on the old hard drive to watch, and I intend to try and sort of start working my way through them. I've watched a couple. But today, being a Sunday, and also for the first time here in Britain, certainly for the last month and a half or so, it's actually rained for a fair amount of the day, which, you know, that's, Britain is normally rainy, but recently we've had some very, very good weather. I love it. So people have been out, you've been out doing other things, making the most of it, I suppose, and with everything else that's been going on. But today, the weather's not been that great. So it's like a winter's day, and you're sort of snuggling down, catching up on reading, reading magazines, catching up on things that you've started to read and haven't read. I've been reading my book this afternoon, and also earlier on today, we were at my father-in-law's place, and I was sort of going through some of his newspapers and reading things through that. And I suddenly realised that I'd spent a great proportion of the day actually reading, and I was thinking, this is good. I enjoy this. I've always been inquisitive. I always like to read. Most of the stuff that I've been reading today would be classed as non-fiction. The book I'm reading is a non-fiction book. The magazine is a music magazine. I've read other news-based magazines or bits of them as well. And it's good to catch up with that. I was getting to the point towards the end of Hastings Rock, as I said, as much as I was enjoying it, I was thinking, I'm actually looking forward to settling down and reading a book again. I read a statistic over the weekend, actually, that's quite worrying. I thought that 30% of young people, children, young adults, teenagers, live in households that don't contain any books at all. This is in the UK, but I don't expect it's that much different elsewhere. I find that quite frightening in some ways, to think that that 30% of households have got no books in them at all. If the parents don't read, the chances are the children aren't going to either. I'm lucky, I've always been interested in books, but that tended to come after I left school and the University of Life kicked in, obviously, and my inquisitive nature led me into reading things. Maybe it's because it was more freedom then. I could read what I wanted to, and it was up to me to do it, rather than other people, maybe even my parents, suggesting other things. Maybe it's a bit different these days as well, I don't know. But I enjoy it. I enjoy reading, and it's one of those things that I get a great deal of pleasure of. And today is one of those days. So I may well just dip into the next magazine and so I'll read another chapter of the book that I've been reading and get back into it. It's good to get back to normal life. Yes, as I said, I miss what I was doing before. But as I said, that 28 days is a great one-off month, should we say, an intense month. But sometimes it is nice after the come down to get back into a reasonable way of life. And reading is one of those things. And now I can get back into that a little bit more. Anyway, thanks for Tom. I'll speak to you again whenever. Goodbye.